Hello, is Jonah there?
That's me.
Hi, good afternoon. I'm calling from National Opinion Service. I am not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. So in this case, let me ask you, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay, thank you. And are you 18 or older and registered to vote in Ohio?
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much. And what are the chances that you will vote in general in the November general election for president, Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices? Are you certain to vote? Would you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or would you probably not vote?
Yes, I'm going to vote.
Okay, thank you so much. Okay, and may I know your age?
74.
Okay, thank you. And what racial or ethnic group best describes you?
White.
Okay, thank you so much. And now, please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's election for president, U.S. Senate, Congress, and other offices on a scale from 0 to 10. 1-0 means you're not motivated at all, and 10 means you're extremely motivated to vote.
10.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, I'm going to read you a list of elected officials, and after each one, please tell me if you approve or disapprove their job. The options are 4, strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove. So the first one is Mercy Kaptur as Congresswoman.
I have no idea.
Okay, thank you. Next one, Sherrod Brown as senator.
Again, no idea.
Okay, thank you. Next one, Joe Biden as president.
Take him out and shoot him.
I'm sorry?
Take him out and shoot him.
One of the options we have is to strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, and strongly disapprove.
Disapprove.
Okay, thank you. And last one, Donald Trump as former president.
Number 4, strongly approve.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, I'm going to read a list of public figures and institutions, and after each one, please tell me if you have a very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable impression about them. If you haven't heard about that person or institution, please let me know. And the first one is First Energy.
I don't know.
Okay, thank you. But you don't know or you haven't heard about them?
I know about them, but I don't know anything about them, really.
Okay, no problem. Thank you. Next one, Republicans in Congress.
Who?
Republicans in Congress.
Republicans?
Yes.
Yeah, I approve of them.
Okay, but would you say very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Favorable.
Thank you. Next one, Mercy Kaptur again.
I have no idea. Don't know anything.
Okay. No problem. Thank you. Next one again, Joe Biden.
Unfavorable.
Okay. Would you say very or somewhat?
Very unfavorable.
Okay. Thank you. Next one, Derek Merring.
I don't know nothing about them.
Okay, thank you. Next one, Democrats in Congress.
You don't want my opinion on that.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm not I can't assume your answers in this case. That's why we need your opinion, your express opinion.
Unfavorable, I guess you could call it.
Okay, thank you so much. Okay, thank you so much. And last one again, Donald Trump.
Favorable.
Okay, thank you. Now, if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, would you vote for the Republican or Democrat?
Republican.
Thank you so much. And if the election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Republican Donald Trump, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Democrat Joe Biden, or another candidate?
Trump.
Okay, thank you. And if the election for Senate were held today and the candidates were Republican Bernie Moreno and Democrat Sherrod Brown, for whom would you vote?
Republican.
Thank you so much. And if the U.S. Congress were held today, if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? Republican Derek Merritt or Democrat Mercy Capture?
Republican.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, is there a chance you might consider voting for Democrat Mercy Capture, or would you say there is no chance you will consider voting for her?
There's no chance.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, what I'm going to do is that I will read a statement for some people have made about Democrat Mercy Capture. The statement says, Mercy Capture is a career politician who has been in Washington for over 40 years. She has become a rubber stamp for the failed liberal agenda of Joe Biden, voting for higher taxes and open borders, inviting millions of illegal immigrants into America. It is time for a change. So the question is, does this statement make you much less likely to vote for Capture, somewhat less likely to vote for her, or does not make any difference?
I wouldn't vote for her for any reason.
Okay. Thank you so much. No problem. Now, I'm going to read some statements people have made about Republican Derek Merritt. And after each statement, please indicate if this makes you feel much less likely to vote for him, somewhat less likely to vote for him, or if it makes no difference. If the statement makes you more likely...
I vote Republican, period. I vote Republican, period.
Okay, no problem. But, you know, between the five options we have much less likely to vote, somewhat less likely, no difference, more likely or not true?
Not likely.
I'm sorry, you said not?
Was he Republican or Democrat?
He is Republican, yes.
Unlikely then.
Okay. Okay, thank you so much. Well, in this case, let me read the first statement. It says, nearly every Republican and Democrat in the legislature voted to allow military spouses to be eligible for unemployment if they quit their jobs to accompany their spouses on military transfers. But Derek Merritt voted no. And when nearly every Republican and Democrat...
I'm not interested in any of this, so I'm going to say goodbye. Thank you. Goodbye.
I'm